AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Shortly after the CDC changed its mask guidelines, President Biden spoke at the White House.
When your country asked you to get vaccinated, you did. The American people stepped up.
Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
The CDC has eased guidelines for fully vaccinated Americans, saying they can stop social distancing and wearing masks outdoors in crowds and in most indoor settings.
You can start doing the things that you had stopped doing because of the pandemic.
Director Rochelle Walensky calls it an exciting and powerful moment, one that quickly spread at the White House, where fully vaccinated staffers were told masks are no longer required. The guidance still calls for everyone to wear masks while traveling and in places like hospitals, but it's expected to clear the way for reopening workplaces, schools, and other venues. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The president says he doesn't think the Russian government was behind the ransomware attack on the Colonial Pipeline, which is back up and running. Biden does say those who carried out the attack are in Russia.
That's where it came from. We're from Russia. We have been in direct communications with Moscow about the imperative for responsible countries to take decisive action against these ransomware networks.
Texas legislators give final approval to a bill that would ban abortions as early as 6 weeks. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Texas becomes one of about a dozen states implementing so-called heartbeat bills, which ban abortion when technology can detect an electric flutter, which can occur before a woman even knows she's pregnant. The bill also allows anyone to sue a doctor that performs abortions or seek damages against anyone who helps a woman get the procedure, including a friend who drives her. Proponents are actually hoping challenges to the bill will take the abortion issue back to the U.S. Supreme Court.
This is AP News. Young teens and tweens are getting their coronavirus shots.
14-year-old Ava Kreutzinger in New Orleans says the shot will let her see people's smiles on their faces.
It's not scary. It does not hurt. And it's such a relief.
14-year-old Jesse Pollock was one of the first to get a shot in New York City.
I just want everything in New York to be as safe as possible so we can try to get back to normal life again.
His mom, Deborah, says it's a step in the right direction.
Now that all four of us are vaccinated, I'll feel a little bit more comfortable doing things like having my mom visit, travel, you know, going to restaurants even.
Pfizer's vaccine has been used for months in people 16 and older. I'm Ed Donahue.
Philadelphia Health Commissioner Dr. Thomas Farley has resigned after Mayor Jim Kenney learned that Farley decided to cremate and dispose of the remains of the MOVE bombing victims several years ago. Farley's resignation comes on the 36th anniversary of the police bombing of the Black Back to Nature Group's headquarters, killing 11 people, including 5 children. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.